Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tumfupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. There's a lot happening in the world of business. There's a lot happening in the world of transports. There's obviously been a strike at FlySafair. Let's speak rather about Transnet's operational updates. What can you tell us there, Gugu?
We have some good news, finally, and it's been a long time coming. Now, you might recall there's a time when we actually discussed the fact that Transnet has been struggling in terms of the delays at its ports and also just the impact of its railway network infrastructure, which has at some point also impacted the output of many mining houses in South Africa. Since then, we've seen Transnet putting in constant efforts to try to get the private sector to participate. And I was at the coast recently, so it was really interesting to see minimal ships waiting around at the ports, basically meaning that they've seen some level of efficiency and improvement in the operations there. And this has also been detailed just last Friday, where Transnet Port Terminals and the National Ports Authority highlighted that they actually saw a notable increase right across the board at many of their ports, including their portfolio of the Durban Container Port. Now, they do have about 8 commercial ports right across South Africa: Richards Bay, Saldanha, Cape Town, Port Elizabeth, just to name a few. And what's been interesting is the number of the tonnage that they highlighted. In the last 16 weeks, they currently had an opportunity to move at least more than 100,000 20-foot equivalent units. Now, that's essentially the measure within which they use. But the metric and this number actually equivalates to levels last seen back in 2017 and 2018. So it does show that the levels of improvement have increased significantly. What's also important to note is that government and National Treasury have mentioned that they are looking to offer another 94.8 billion rand in guarantee support for Transnet. And this is largely just to assist the business in managing its debt over the next 5 years. So it seems like there's positive outcomes, the right moves being made by the board as well as executives. Unfortunately, some strain for us as taxpayers regarding the coffers for the additional cash injection that the business does require. But all in all, at least goods and services are moving through our ports effectively.
Yeah. Now, somebody who's been making enemies all over the world is US leader Donald Trump, right? If it's not China he's fighting with, he's fighting with us. He's imposing tariffs. At some point, he was fighting with the EU, but it seems like he's at least managed to mend that relationship and they've struck some kind of a deal.
Well, you know that term, the taco trade, Trump always chickens out?
Yep.
Seems like he might have chickened out of this one or found a favorable way of managing the EU here. Or maybe the EU just knows how to drive a tough discussion and negotiation. But you're quite right. It does seem as though they've struck a favorable deal. It might be slightly higher than what the EU had preferred. But essentially, just before the August 1st deadline, initially Donald Trump had imposed a 30% tariff on European goods that would be imported into the US. Now that sits at 15%. Now, this largely does apply to everything, including the major items that they do export. But the likes of chemicals, and we understand some major aircrafts and their components might be excluded from these tariffs. The EU president does mention that essentially this does sit a little bit higher than what they had anticipated. They were really looking to negotiate at about 10%, but it does seem as though coming out of the weekend, this has been a favorable agreement for them. The EU and the US now just imposing 15% tariffs on traded goods.
Okay. And what are the markets looking like?
Markets, well, we're expecting to return to some of those all-time highs. For last week, we did pull back on Thursday and Friday. Overall, when it comes to the US, there's also been favorable market conditions there. We had 98,918 points for the All Share Index, 1774 for the dollar exchange rate. To the pound, we had 2382, and against the euro, we had 2082.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gule Tumfupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.